This is Growing Cotton. Did you know that the world-famous Café du Monde has always used cottonseed oil to fry their beignets? Cotton Board invested over $1.5 million into cottonseed research and marketing last year with Cotton Incorporated, including research on the health benefits of cottonseed oil compared to other oils. Our goal is to make cottonseed oil the preferred cooking oil in kitchens across the country, like at Café du Monde in New Orleans. Forever Cotton. Visit cottonboard.org/forevercotton. Well, on Wednesday of last week, USDA released both the August crop production report and the updated world ag supply and demand estimates. Both did have some significant surprises. In a shock to analysts, none of whom reported expectations for a larger crop, USDA published revised U.S. crop expectations at 18.08 million bales. Despite lower crop expectations for Texas, the upward revision driven by moving yields from the 10-year averages up to trend yields reflecting statewide condition ratings. At 508,000 bales higher than the highest published forecast, the figures did catch traders off guard. World Ag Supply Demand Estimate, or WASD report, added to the bearishness of that crop report with cuts to consumption, although they were partially offset by higher exports for the previous marketing year. U.S. domestic use cut 300,000 bales on the old crop, 100,000 bales on the new crop, while exports increased for the previous marketing year, 200,000 bales to 15.4. Week's export sales report was the first of the new marketing year. Net new sales, just under 7,000 bales. For Plains Cotton Cooperative Association, I'm Tony St. James.